Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990.
Liquid pay purchases only. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns,
Sunday.
U.S. Tax Shield can help
We're
you take
Friday.
Back control. The IRS
Sunday.
Can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-494-6139. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-494-6139.
Dugatz here. If you run your own business, you should know from experience hiring new employees can be tough. With so many job boards out there, you need to post your job on all the top job sites to find the best candidates. Now with ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to 100-plus job sites and social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Screen, rate, and hire the right candidates fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Dan. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dan.
Change your grass for the better with early Labor Day savings of 10% on Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food and Fall Weed and Feed at the Home Depot. Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when it needs it most. So it'll be lush and green next spring when you want it most. Get 10% savings on Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food and Fall Weed and Feed. The Home Depot. More savings. More doing. Valid through October 5th, Lost Five Last.
When I heard the founders of Firehouse Subs were working on under 500 calorie subs, I had to laugh. A lot. Deeply. But when I tasted the Hook and Ladder Light with all that famous Firehouse flavor for just $5.49, with steamed turkey, ham, and Monterey Jack on a light roll with veggies, mustard, and light mayo, I quit laughing. I wasn't too full or filled. I was fulfilled. The Firehouse Subs Hook and Ladder Light. Believe in the hero of all subs.
Did you know that in 2015, the INE published the Country Report, an analysis of the perceptions, practices, and values of Mexican citizens?
Being a good citizen is more than just voting. If you change, everything changes.
National Strategy of Civil Culture. Consult the Country Report at INE.MX. National Electoral Institute, INE. Take care of yourself. Measure yourself. Lower the amount of fat, sugar, and salt in your diet and increase the amount of water, fruit, and vegetables. Remember that it's important to add fruits and vegetables to your daily diet. They're delicious and will make you healthier. Check yourself. Measure yourself and move. Prevention is the best way. Secretary of Health, East Day, IMSS, Government of the Republic.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take to benefit your family, your business. Most of all, thank you for joining me. In every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. Before we get into our intriguing content, though, let me introduce you, or please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat defender. Chris Corrales is in the house.
How are you, Ron?
Welcome, Chris. We're going to chat a little bit about solar energy. Interesting day to chat solar energy today. You might have to, if you're like me, you might. Today's a celebration day, and of course, every day is a celebration day. Chris, you and I are not going to celebrate this one. I understand some of the pictures that you post on Facebook, but National Kiss and Makeup Day today. We are not celebrating that.
Well, there's one way we should make up. Maybe celebrating the day is what we need to do. I don't know.
Well, the next step to that, I guess, would take us one step further, would be we can do this one, Chris. National Whiskey Sour Day.
I think we should do that one. That one sounds a little better.
That one will work a little bit. Then we can follow that up with National Banana Split Day. So we got it made. We're just going to kind of stay away from the kiss and makeup section. But we will move on and take a look at what's going on in the marketplace today. Well, Dow Jones down just ever so slightly, 11.40. Oil up. Today, the U.S. 10-year Treasury, it's pretty flat. We did see some economic news come out today. Weekly jobless claims fell by 1,000. Only 261,000 people lost their jobs last week. 261,000 people filing first-time jobless claims for the week. Unchanged. Prior week was at 262,000. So, quick math, it's a little over 500,000 people lost their jobs in just the last 2 weeks. That's gonna hurt.
Ow!
Commerce Department reports durable goods orders rose 4.4% in July of the prior month, coming in higher than the 3.3% that was expected. Takeout transportation component and orders rose 1.5%. So I guess people are buying more cars and airplanes. Estimate for that part was gonna be 0.5%. So that one beat there as well. And the all-important number that came out just this morning, a couple hours ago, that would be Freddie Mac announced their mortgage market survey, 3.43% for the day. Last year, this time, 3.84%. Last week, it was also 3.43%, although you had to pay a little bit more to get that rate. So we're still looking at amazing interest rates. Again, I would recommend, if you haven't looked at restructuring your home loan, give a call to the team at 800-306-1990. Let's see what can be done for you, see how that can help you benefit along those lines as well. I share this all the time. I am not a big government guy. Most people have already figured that out if you've listened to any one of our broadcasts over the last 6 years. It doesn't take a lot to understand that. But this is just an amazing one right here. You can't make stupid stuff up like this.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Republican State Senator Jonathan Perry. They call him JP. Now this is he's got to win the award for stupidity. He's introducing legislation. You got to listen to this one. Introducing legislation for Good Samaritans who try to help people in Louisiana. They call them the Cajun Navy. So they go out there when there was this massive flood out there. People were dying. People were suffering. People were drowning. And the Cajun Navy goes out there to help their neighbors. They take their own boats, put them in the water. Generally, they just have to find a place to launch the boat. Here it was just called that. They call that the side of the road because of how much water there was in Louisiana. And good old Senator Jonathan Perry is working on legislation, easy for me to say, that would require training, certificates, and a permit to allow the Good Samaritans to get past law enforcement into devastated areas and help their neighbors. Can you believe something like that? I think
you're absolutely useless.
Needing legislation to help to get a permit to help your neighbors. Now, I don't know about you, but you got a flood going on there. They've got trillions of gallons of water. The streets are overflowing with water. They don't usually keep water in those streets. But the streets are flowing with water, and you're going to need a permit before you can save somebody from drowning. Who's going to check that permit? Who really cares? Unbelievable. What a complete idiot. I wish I had a picture of Senator Perry to post a picture of this lunatic saying that the liability of the state is too high for him, for them, if they don't have permits and training. Wonder what the liability of the state is for people drowning and dying in the streets because of excessive water. Unbelievable. You can't make this up. Now, maybe the only logic I can come up with here for Republican Jonathan J.P. Perry is maybe, just maybe, he was listening or got a preview of Ron Siegel Radio and started drinking way too many of those whiskey sours. I mean, holy cow. Unbelievable. We're going to move on. I posted the story. If you don't believe that you got this lunatic out there, you can go to facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. I put a copy or a link to the story on this. Just simply unbelievable. Speaking of unbelievable, I guess we can always talk when it comes to the state of confusion. Unbelievable is something that our state legislature has mastered. They're looking to extend the cap and trade laws for another year. Unbelievable. They want to, you remember Benedict Arnold? Yeah, he was our governor a few years back. AB 32, the cap and trade law to limit so-called greenhouse gases. Well, they want to extend that for another 10 years. Now, Benedict signed this bill back in 2006, but that is part of the reason why we can say that in the state of confusion, we're paying on average $2.67 a gallon of gas, basically the same price they're paying in Hawaii. And I don't know if you've been to Hawaii. I didn't see any gas refineries over there. Sugar refineries, yes. Pineapple refineries, yes. Coffee refineries, yes. Other agricultural products, yes. But I didn't see any gas, and we're paying the same here in the state of confusion, basically, as they're paying in Hawaii, according to AAA. And at 267 compared to the national average of 219.8, let's sign another bill and extend this a little longer so we can continue paying more taxes. Thank you to Benedict Arnold and the current administration, looking like they're probably going to sign this one into law so we can continue paying more money than anybody else. I think we're either the highest or second highest in the state for gas prices. Unbelievable. And we just keep on voting for the same people to do the same thing and wondering why we get no different results. Amazing. I laugh about that same issue. How is it that Congress has an approval rating in the teens, yet the people that are there that we hate so much can never get voted out of office? You ever sit back and think about, I mean, maybe it's just me that I think those weird things. Well, here's exactly how that happens. It's pretty simple. Most people look at their Congress and say, what a bunch of goofballs. None of them can do anything. They're almost all as corrupt as Hillary Clinton. Oh, no, I didn't say that. Just a personal opinion. Maybe they all work for the Clinton Foundation and don't get a salary but get big perks. But I shouldn't say that one either. The president might get on my case.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Yeah, that's how it works. So here's the issue. When Congress goes out there and they do nothing, as most of us are so inclined to believe, they get these horrible ratings, but we vote for our congressman because our congressperson, our representative, and our senator, they're doing a good job. It's the other guys who does the lousy job. The other 400 members of the House of Representatives, the other 98 senators, although here in the state of confusion, I can honestly say that ours are no good either, but that's just a different issue. And we're looking like we're going to vote in another one that is absolutely worthless. I should have brought that up. But, well, we're going to talk more about all this in the days and weeks to come. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, solar energy, what do you need to do? How do you get it? I had a client just told me they're saving $500 a month on their utility bill. $500 a month. Maybe you could do that too. How scary is the housing affordability index after moving 6 times in 5 years?
this listener gave me some tips for getting security deposit back. We'll talk about it. And why do you do an IRA rollover when you leave your job? Maybe you shouldn't do it. We'll talk about that as well. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investment? It's your credit score over 800. Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you. How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission. Lending partners will give a credit at closing. The title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment being brought to you today by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. Talk to one of the local professionals. They'll get you the true equity position of your property. It is not the same as the value of your property. Completely different. So you need to talk to somebody. You're not going to get it from one of those online services. How scary is the Housing Affordability Index? Some industry pundits are saying that the housing market may be heading for a slowdown. One of the data points they are using is falling numbers of a housing affordability index as reported by the National Association of Realtors. So how do they identify or define the index? And the index, the Housing Affordability Index, measures whether or not a typical family earns enough income
to qualify for a mortgage loan on a typical home at the national level based on the most recent price and income data. Basically, a value of 100 means a family earning the median income, I think it's about $53,000 a year, earns enough to qualify for a mortgage on a median-priced home based on the price and mortgage interest rates at the time. Again, anything above 100 means the family has more than enough to qualify. The higher the index, the easier it is to afford. So today we're looking at a 153 index, and last year it was 164. So is the index a little tighter? Yes. Does that mean you can't afford a home? I would say probably not. The issue becomes getting you qualified. And sometimes there's some numbers and some ways to be creative to get you qualified for a new home. And sometimes it just means that you have to use a mortgage banker, not the guy on the corner, not the big box there, because they got too many loans. They don't have the time. They are great people. They just don't have the availability, the product availability that a mortgage banker will have. Walk into the big bank on the corner, and I don't care which big bank it is, if it's the Blue Boys or the Stagecoach or any of those people, and ask them what the other guy's rates are. Yeah, I wish I had a little soundtrack here for crickets, because that's what you're going to hear is crickets. They're not going to know those. Ask them what the interest rates are from a local insurance company. Not going to be able to give you that either. A mortgage banker will do that personal shopping for you, because they know what the big banks are doing and they know what the insurance companies are doing, and maybe some of the other private guys as well. That's the Real Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. So it is fun for me. I was never a – I will be the very first person to tell you, when it comes to greenery, I want clean air. But I am not – I basically, look, anything that Tom Steyer promotes, I'm going to generally be on the opposite side. Just not – I'm not one of the big green people. Now, one of the things that is an overwhelming difference, though, is my middle name is Cheap. So you have to balance these things out. So I look at – when I talk to Chris Corrales, who's here from U.S. Green Builders today – when I talk to him about solar and green and all that kind of stuff, you know, I look and say, come on, Chris, get me to the bottom line. Let's not talk about all the fancy stuff. How much money am I going to save? And how do I afford it? And that's what we're going to talk to you about today. Though one of the things that I find, I'm going to throw out at Chris, because I've been hearing this a lot lately, is people talk, okay, I've got a 30-panel system or a 40-panel system.
Right.
And number one, I don't even know what a 30-panel system or 40-panel, but we'll get to that. But, you know, if somebody says to me, you know, I paid $25,000 for solar.
Right.
Is that kind of, to me, it seems like, you know, because I know that my wife was involved with a company that imported solar panels. And I don't know if they made them in Haiti or China or Indonesia.
Right.
Or Somalia, maybe. I don't know. But it seems to me that if somebody said I paid $30,000 for a solar system, it'd be kind of like saying I paid $30,000 for a car.
You're exactly right. Yeah.
Is that it? I mean, so it could be a Hyundai or it could be a
Hyundai
Rolls Royce.
Or you're getting a Rolls Royce. Yeah. Or
if it's $30,000 for the Rolls Royce, I'm in.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And how much money will it save me?
Right. Right. And that's another thing where people need to realize that just because it's a cheap price doesn't mean it's the best ideal or it's ideal for you.
So what do we need to know? If those of you watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv will know that I am a little bit oversized. So, and the other thing that you're not going to be able to tell from radio or TV is that I have an intense fear of heights. So I'm not going to get up on the roof and look at the solar panels. How do I know what I need to buy?
So the first thing, obviously, we got to have consumers to research what they're doing. I would actually recommend, Ron, that they talk to at least a minimum of two different companies out there and realize that the first company might be the right company, but you need a second opinion with anything else. And the whole...
That sounds like I'm going to a doctor.
It's like going to a doctor. Absolutely. Yeah. And the way to look at it is the goal for most people with solar is to eliminate their electrical bill. That's truly what they want to do.
Sure.
And what they need to realize that eliminating your electrical bill today might not eliminate their electrical bill 2 years from now. And because of obviously electricity is going up 7% annually. And so they need to know several things. One, what are they buying? What are they trying to achieve? And there's several different types of panels out there. You need to find out what type of panel you're buying. What is the actual wattage per panel? And
wattage per panel.
Correct.
Okay.
And panel wattage could be anywhere from 280 to 360 kilowatts per panel. Okay.
Okay.
And obviously those panels are going to add up. And so for I just did a project for a homeowner, did the largest solar panel system you could actually do on a home. And it's actually 10.7 kilowatts. It's 10,700 kilowatts. You can't go any bigger. That's the largest one you could do for the resident. Well, it was very expensive. I'm not going to give product names or anything, but he was quoted right around $60,000 for his system from a different person, and I was closer to $80,000. And he says, well, you're $20,000 more. I found it. Well, once we sat down and started talking about it, he went with me first thing. Because one, obviously, you want the best quality. What is the warranty? So find that out. What is the warranty that you're getting? You have to know the warranty. You could buy a panel and have no warranty.
Sure.
You know. So that's one thing. And then your inverters. A lot of people don't realize there's multiple parts of this. That's just not the solar panel, but there's the inverter.
And I heard that's the part that you have to worry about really the most.
It's definitely a part of the process you need to know. And just so people, I know I'm saying inverter, like everyone should know what that means. But
no, I don't even know what that's a screwdriver to use, Chris. So you got to really get down to basics.
Sure, sure. So the way a basic solar system works, it's DC and there's AC. So DC is a battery.
Sounds like a band.
Right.
I guess I'm aging myself again here. Okay.
So DC is how a solar system works. It's going to collect power into like a battery because that's what the solar panel truly is. And then it's going to bring it to the house through the inverter, which is AC. And that's the current coming off the grid into the home. So it has to invert the power. And one thing people need to realize, your inverter could be anywhere. You could lose anywhere from 8 to 20%. The power that your system is creating through your inverter. So you need to know. You need to do research. You literally got to get online and see which inverters are the best. And ask your the rep that comes out to you. Find out what percentage am I going to lose. If you're losing 20% from your system, well, it might make more sense over time to buy a more expensive inverter. Cheap is not always good when it comes to saving money in the long run.
So that's a big issue then. So and is that one of the areas where the pricing is most fluctuates the most?
It's one of the components that's going to fluctuate there as well as the panels. So if you go with a lower end panel, obviously you're going to have a cheaper price. And then with the lower end panel, you could have a lower quality of product. You could have a lower quality of performance, things of that nature.
So how do I find out? I mean, obviously the warranty is going to tell us some things there.
Correct.
But how am I going to be able to tell how much I really need and am I buying the right system?
So it's always going to start with your electrical bill. The best for us is to get a 12-month average of bills to see what you're truly using from there. And then what we do in that case is we design a solar system that's going to be adequate for you. Now, I'm not going to design a system, and this is where I'm a little different for today. I'm designing a system for you for power from 5 years from now, because obviously the cost of electricity is going up. So if I created you a system that's just going to cover your needs today, well, you're not going to like me 3-4 years from now when that bill starts to creep up on you.
Interesting. Okay. So that's, and do you just use that same basic number? We'll talk about that when we come back. We're going to find out where is it going? Where are prices going? We'll chat with Chris Corrales more when we come back talking solar power. And maybe we'll talk about some of the ways that you can minimize on that system. And remember, when Chris was talking to $60,000 and $80,000, that's a specific situation, probably not your needs. I talked to a lot of people, and a lot of people get systems that are quality systems that are significantly less money than that, just happen to be that one individual's needs, and not all needs are basically the same. We'll continue our conversation. After moving 6 times in 5 years, we'll give you some tips for getting the security deposit back. And why do you do an IRA rollover when you leave your job? All of that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
With more than 25 years of experience, ATI is a national leader in restoration, environmental remediation, and reconstruction. We're proud to be the nation's largest family-owned restoration contractor. ATI has over 700 full-time employees and 15 offices across the county. Our services include 24-hour emergency response, water damage, fire and smoke damage, lead, asbestos removal, mold remediation, and much more. When the need arises, call 1-800-400-9353. That's 1-800-400-9353. Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
Listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Moving many, many times, I get these calls all the time, so I add these things up for you. Some tips for getting your security deposit back. Number one, read your lease. Very first step, very important step. You need to understand what's going to be included, what you need to do to get your security deposit back, and then follow that. Number two, it's real simple, but a lot of people don't catch this one. Take pictures. Before you move in, take a million pictures. They're cheap. You know, you just pick up your phone. It's not like you have to go in and have any film developed. And Chris is old enough, he remembers all the film days, right? I mean, yeah. a lot. We don't want to talk about those pictures, Chris. But, yeah. But some of those pictures now, pick up your phone. You just take a picture of everything. You might even video the entire facility. Right? That way there is a document as to exactly what everything looks like when you took over, when you got in. I would suggest it may not be wise to get a dog.
might not get all your money back. If you insist on a dog, no puppies. That might cause a problem as well. Don't go overboard with the do-it-yourself stuff. You know, even though you might think it looks better, the landlord might say, you know, something, I liked it better the other way. Want to take money to, to revert things. And make sure you make a goodwill effort to clean up before pictures, after pictures, and keep in touch with your landlord. Let them know exactly what's going on, what you're doing, what your plans are. Have that conversation early. Have that conversation often. And you should be at a much better chance of getting your deposit back. And if by chance it ends up having to go to some sort of mediation or litigation, pictures are much better than the he said, she said arena. Make sure that there's a timestamp on those pictures so you know exactly when they were taken, what the conditions are. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So we've been chatting this morning with Chris Corrales. We are U.S. Green Builders. We were talking about not all solar is created the same. Kind of like a car. You can't say that I want to buy a $20,000 car and think that the brand new Mercedes is going to be the same as the brand new Jetta. Not quite the same. You want to look at the value. You want to look at the warranties. You want to look at projected numbers. We were talking about starting off with your utility bills and going from there to see what you need in the way of savings. So Chris, I've been professing or evangelizing that solar panels are probably the last thing I want to do or a component of an overall project. Mm-hmm. Is there still other things you can do before you get to the solar idea?
I agree with that. Yeah, there's multiple options. One, obviously, insulation in the walls. If your house is pre-1980, definitely would discuss doing insulation in the walls or actually adding more insulation as well as the attic. So those are items you want to check there. Another item is it's a reflective paint. There's several vendors that actually provide it. It's a military paint, and they actually was designed was actually for the U.S. government. It was created to make tanks' infrared signature disappear. And in the first Gulf War, they created a lot of this paint. They had a 10-year contract, and the war was, about 45 days or whatever it was. And they're using that paint now to paint homes, and it reflects the heat. We've seen some instances homes decreasing in internal temp by 6 degrees just from paint.
Wow.
Which is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then obviously windows.
I was looking just to deflect a little bit of the bill payers or bill collectors. Or, some of those things. I didn't know you were talking about temperature, too.
Yeah. And then windows.
Deflecting some of the honeydews from my wife.
Right.
just a thought here.
Yeah. So there's obviously, and that's another thing when you're looking into solar is, well, what are you really trying to do? Are you trying to lower your overall bill? Are you trying to be more green? Most people are looking to lower their bill. And,
sure.
And I've actually talked several people out of solar and saying, look, your house was built in 1928. Your walls are basically hollow. Let's get some insulation in there. Let's replace these 40-year-old windows and everything's perfect. So it's in some cases it can be an advantage not to do solar, but you have to have that consultation.
And that's where a lot of these things start off. So I was told recently that the National Association of Realtors came out with an idea that, and this one was a real shocker to me. Exterior doors, replacing the exterior doors is one of the, it's beyond even windows as a benefit.
Correct. Yeah. A lot of older doors, there's gaps around them, and obviously they're not energy efficient from an RVAC factor of blocking heat.
Okay. Now you've gone way too far from RVAC factor. Speaking English here, Chris.
So obviously there's different ratings, obviously,
okay,
with insulation, and the higher the number is, it's the more elements it's going to keep out. So,
okay.
So in your roof, when you're doing insulation in there, you want a minimum of 18, and you can go as high as 30. You could even go higher than that if you wanted to. But you want the higher the number, the better it is.
Okay, so are those quantifiable numbers that we can say that if we change the insulation, we're going to see X number of dollars per month saved or X number of whatever you use in the utility world?
In almost every case I've ever done, it's a visible, substantial difference on their bill. Yeah, in almost all cases.
Now, I went and saw one of these things, and this was, you're going to have to help me. I think you're going to have to help me. It might be something that's the science world as opposed to the construction world that you're in. There was something called a pressure test.
Yes, yes.
That was pretty interesting because I watched where they sealed up the entire house and just put on massive fans.
Yeah, it's incredible. Most people realize that your house in its current state, and I'm sure you have every window locked, every door closed, but you potentially have a gap up to 3 feet by 3 feet, a hole that large in your home right now. And it's from every little crack and everything through the property. So that pressure test really
Explain the pressure test a little bit.
More or less what they're doing is it's a high pressure to low pressure. They're building a bunch of high pressure in the home to actually prove that there are leaks. And if you can't get a high pressure, there's a number that they come with, you know, when they're in there. And it's not where it's going to kill goldfish and blow out your dog's eardrums. I mean, it's a very low pressure, but they can tell, you have leaks. There's holes.
And I've been inside there, so it's not like it's anything that fancy. I mean, it's not like it's a exterminator where they clean out the house. You can really be inside, and they find. I mean, the house that I was in where they were demonstrating it, one of the biggest places they found leaks shocked the heck out of me. It was the electric sockets.
Yeah, electric sockets. Believe it or not, at the foundation where the house is, where your baseboards, sometimes it's there. There's so many locations, and it could even be your vent fans. I mean, it can truly be anywhere.
And that really does affect the amount of utilities that you're using and the expenses.
Correct. Correct.
It seems to me pretty interesting. If you could change my light switches to save some money, change my insulation and ducting, front door.
Yes. Yes.
Then all these different things. Now the question I would have for you, Chris, is, if we go through and we identify all these different things, how long do I have to wait before we do that part to then go to windows and solar?
So with the initial consultation, obviously, like with our firm, we're going to give you a suggested plan, just like a doctor, what you should do and everything else. And sometimes it's just insulation. Sometimes it's just windows. But usually it's a combination of both. I want to share a story with that. I got a phone call from a client where we talked her out of solar. And
talked her out of solar.
Out of solar.
Okay.
Because she wanted it because of the bills. Her problem was in the wintertime, and she's near the beach, the heater's constantly on. And in the summertime, she's one of the few people that uses air conditioning near the beach, but it's constantly on. So we changed the windows, and she had a single pane glass. So it wasn't one of the elements to a double pane glass for. So we did a high end window and we did insulation. And I got the phone call, and it was a few weeks later. You know what the phone call was? And it was so funny because it was almost creepy. I didn't understand it. The phone call was, "Chris, I can't hear the gardener." Like, what? And she was so happy. She's like, "I'm not kidding. I'm home. The gardener's here. He's literally mowing outside. I can't hear him. I am so happy." So not just did we save her money, but now, you know, we soundproofed her house by putting insulation in the walls and get her a higher end window to where in the house, she said it sounded like she was sitting on the lawnmower. So that's another added benefit of obviously insulation windows.
Especially if you're in a flight plan, you know, from one of the airports around the area or, you know, because it's kind of funny that you mentioned that because I know there's been a lot of complaints down around the Newport Beach area.
Correct.
From John Wayne Airport.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right? And if they had just, and you've got multi-million dollar homes that are complaining about noise.
Correct.
Put in the right windows.
Right windows and insulation could be a huge deterring factor to the noise. Absolutely.
Interesting. We're going to continue our conversation with making your home green, but actually my idea is just saving a little green. We're going to talk more with Chris Corrales when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegel.com. Connect with us at facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564.
Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jake Kaplan. 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
Welcome to Las. You never have to add your age to Vegas. Mix it up in the middle of Las Vegas at Monte Carlo Resort and Casino with rooms starting from $45 a night. Book now at MonteCarlo.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Word on Wealth segment today, being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage, you, any type of product you're really looking for, Gold Star has it. Anything from a low-doc, no-doc loans all the way to doctor programs, FHA, VA, all of those different programs, they are available with our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Today we want to talk about why to do an IRA rollover when you leave your job. There's a lot of schools of thought here. There's one of them that I would share with you that's something I've seen recently that you may or may not want to do a rollover. But here's a couple of issues. When you leave your company, you had the 401k plan. You have to decide there's four options. Keep the money in their 401k plan, which is limited to their options. Roll over your account to your new employer's 401k plan. Then you're limited to that employer's options. Roll over your account to an IRA or distribute the money to yourself and pay the taxes. That one doesn't sound like fun to me unless you really need it. But here's the issue. If you're looking to use some of that money for a new home, it's either keep it in the existing IRA or roll it into your new employer's, in your existing 401k that you left or your new employer's 401k and see which one has better terms for your loan options.
because in some instances you don't get the opportunity to borrow. And if you have the money in a rollover IRA, most of the time you can't borrow from a rollover IRA. You only get 60 days, whereas the other programs, sometimes you get as much as 20 years. And then the idea is you might look at it and say, does it make sense to pay the tax and distribute the money? That might be an option for you as well if you need that money for buying a new house. Again, that's going to be a better tax plan for you, just because you know that if you're buying a house, you've got leverage on your side for your growth. And that 10% penalty may not be a major issue, a major problem to you. So the bottom line here, there are options, and you need to talk to a tax planner to get the exact information that's best for you and your family. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage, your friend in the lending business. So we're continuing our conversation today. Chris Corrales is in the house. We've been talking green, like in saving money with Chris. I like the idea. Anytime I can save money, Chris, you know me.
Absolutely.
We go celebrate Whiskey Sour Day or Kettle One Martini up, Blue Cheese Olives, please.
You could do both the same day. It's okay, Ron. You know?
That might be kind of an interesting one, wouldn't it, Chris? See where that takes me. Holy cow. So let's chat. We're talking about solar. We talked before in the last segment, we were chatting with Chris about this entire concept of putting together Chris, one of my big things on Ron Siegel Radio is game plans. I'm a sports guy. You know, we're on a sports station. So we have game plans. We put a game plan together to buy a first house. We put a game plan together for our heroes, the military, as they're coming out of the service into civilian life and maybe needing credit repair and then getting a place to live and a job and then getting into the VA loan, a great, great loan from our friends at Gold Star Mortgage, moving up on properties, putting them in touch with a great real estate agent. It's a game plan.
Correct.
When it comes to energy efficiency, it's the most people, they hear the commercials on radio and TV about, you know, just buying solar.
Right.
And to me, that seems like it's when you talk to a person or a company that does just solar and a roof, you're missing out on a whole lot of the program.
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about the game plan that you go through at US Green Builders.
So the first thing we do, Ron, is when we sit down with a client, and just what you said, we want solar. We want solar. We get that all the time. And I always back the people back and I say, well, I know it's a funny question to ask, but what business problem are you trying to solve with solar? Well, I don't know. It's going to save me money.
Sounds good. Yeah. Right? So it's a craze. I want solar because it's the craze of the community now.
Right, right. So,
right?
So ultimately, they want to save money most of the time. And so,
sure.
Again, we're going to go through an evaluation of the property, see what they truly need. Is it insulation? Is it windows? Is it paint for the property? Our goal is ultimately people want to remove their electrical bill. And we're going to go through the necessary steps and inform the client. And this is what every company should do, too, not just us. This is what every company should do. If someone's just pushing solar on you and they're not giving you the other benefits, I definitely would take their quote, but you might want to get a couple of quotes from there.
Sure.
And so we're trying to find what can we do to save money. Now, again, as I said earlier in the last segment, I've talked people out of solar.
Well, listen, I'm going to suggest that I don't know anybody that really wants solar.
Mm-hmm.
I know people that want to cut down on their utility bills.
Correct.
I know people that want to be off the grid.
Yes.
I know people that don't really want to see a nuclear plant in their neighborhood.
Right. Right.
I don't know anybody that says, you know, they woke up in the morning and says, you know, I think that I just need to have solar. I need to put something on my roof today.
Right.
There's
right.
something else that's really more of an underlying need.
Correct.
Right. Saving money, getting off the grid.
Yes.
Better solutions.
Yes.
So all of those things are what you're leading up to,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a combination of all of them. And just to share a story, I had one individual that did the I need solar, I want to save my money. And the client sold him a system. He had a $500 bill a month. And when it was all said and done, the system he sold because it was cheap, his bill's only $300 a month. And he's like, why did I do this? I mean, granted, he has a savings, but if he would have done it correctly, he'd have no bill.
Right.
So...
And you and I were talking about that just before we went on air today, that I have a friend that did that or a listener did that. And they did have a $500 a month bill in, I think they're in Corona or Norco, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in heaven right now. Not literally. He's very excited right now because, you know, the dead heat of the summer, and his last bill was $8.
Right.
And he has a pool.
Right. So it was done correctly for him.
Right.
Now, obviously, I don't know, you could armchair quarterback anything to do a better way, but ultimately, could he have saved money through solar and upgrade now through insulation, through windows, through other avenues? It's plausible.
Who knows? Yeah, we don't even know. He might have done that, too. I don't know.
Right.
All we know is the result is what his goal was save money.
Correct.
And I would suggest going from $500 a month to $8 a month. That goal was met.
Correct.
Was it done the right way? Was it done the most efficient way? Could he have done it with a lower expense?
Yes.
We don't know.
Yeah, and we don't know. Yeah, right. And that's the thing. Obviously, we're trying to inform people today. And I always do the car analogy. You know, you go to the car dealership, you have seven kids behind you. Hey, we need a car. And he rolls up in a Miata and says, this Miata's $19,000. Well, no, you need a $30,000 minivan. You do. And so that's why I'm trying to inform the clients. Just because it's cheap, it's not always the best solution.
And I like the idea of what you were talking about earlier, Chris, the idea of it being long-term.
Right.
Right? Because we know that I shouldn't say we. You shared that utilities, the electric bills are going up 7% annually.
Yep.
You know, maybe 5 years from now, that could be 10%. It could be 20%. It could be nothing. We don't know.
Right.
Right? But we know that they're not going down.
Right.
And we don't see that the rate drop.
Yeah, that's not happening. Yeah.
So does that mean that we really need to be building a system or process that's going to be greater than our current needs?
In most cases, when we talk to the client, it makes sense for them. Because that's truly, if somebody's going to be committed to the property, meaning they're going to stay in it long term, you know, why would you build something that's only going to last you a couple of years? And the reason behind that, Ron, is you get the tax credit. So you get a 30% tax credit from the federal government, but it's a one-time tax credit. So if we're going to maximize the system for 5 years, 10 years from now, you might as well get the benefit of that.
And a tax credit is far better than a tax deduction.
Correct.
Can they carry that? Can that be done as a carry forward?
I don't know. Now you're talking a language I don't know.
Okay, so when you talk 30% tax credit, that's huge. Especially when you talk about a $45,000 system, and you're talking $15,000 tax credit,
absolutely,
roughly, right? And you want to then talk to your tax professional and make sure that you can use that whole tax credit. They're going to be the ones that will give you that information. We're not giving, you know, me. I just ask. I give you the questions to ask Chris and others. But Chris should be somebody that's on your household board of directors. Right. I mean, you think about that. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Maybe it doesn't mean anything to you. Maybe if your bill is right now only $250 a month for electric and you don't mind that, you know, keep on paying it. I'm going to suggest many, many people are looking and saying $250 is meaningful. $3,000 a year is a meaningful number. To me, it would also be meaningful just to make a phone call to Chris.
Absolutely.
Right. Because it's not going to cost you anything to get that consultation.
Right.
So there's the, I guess we should give them your phone number.
Yeah, have them call the Ron Siegel Radio
Show.
Call
us at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Chris and just get that game plan going and then do your homework. And we only have about 20, 30 seconds left, Chris, so I'll just throw this in there. There are some amazing financing options available in most parts of California as well. So if you're thinking about this whole process, you can also talk to Chris. Maybe you can get it done with nothing down, no money out of pocket for the next 12 months. You'll figure that out. But Chris has his idea is to solve problems. He's great at doing it. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch with him. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house, your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
In the middle of our street, our house. You're listening to ESPN Radio 1700.
Last year, 75,000 people did business with the dealers in the Chula Vista Auto Park. Toyota, Scion, Nissan, Ford, Kia, and Honda. Find them all at Chula.